Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of You Trend Me, Honest You Do, or what? Yeah, that one.
I got the drift.
I'm sure we've done that before, but we're in a hurry because we have Jamie Loftus with us. Jamie.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you,
Jamie?
Jack?
I am.
How's
Jack.
How's it going?
Oh my God, so good.
It's my
Thank
friend
you.
Jack.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Let's just do this the whole time.
Let's just pleasantly greet each other.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks and tell the people what is trending. So there's a story that caught my eye about a moose that just barged into a classroom in some place that moose live.
Probably. I mean, Maine is where I think of moose. Do you think of moose as a gentle animal? Because they're like so not. I feel like they have a false reputation for being sweetie pies when they're actually quite scary.
You're never going to believe this. It was Canada.
Well,
it was Canada.
A moose in Canada?
And similarly, Canadians have a reputation for being sweetie pies. And
yeah,
they
when they're
are.
Very much fucking not. And if you see them, and if one walks
Run.
In front of your car, you have to turn yeah. around and drive the other way before they attack.
The thing I've always heard about moose is that they are very dangerous because like when you hit them with your car, which seems like not necessarily their fault, not necessarily, probably, but not necessarily, that they
but,
will
you
like
know.
Take out the entire top half because they're so
yes.
heavy.
Yes.
That's
my
not
dad,
their fault, right?
My dad almost hit a moose with his car once, stopped. The moose was angry. It was night on a one-way road. What's he gonna do? There's an angry moose there, and the moose like started to push his car backwards. Like the moose like, was like, they're so much bigger than you think they're gonna be.
Yeah,
and they're so much angrier than you think they're gonna be.
I mean,
I guess you almost hit them with your car. They're allowed to be angry, but they can really retaliate in a way that you know a deer can't.
Yes, and won't. Deer are very skittish.
Yeah.
Fortunately for all of us. Well, this moose just barged into a classroom in Canada and they had to evacuate it. And this caught my eye because I just had a similar experience with a squirrel. A squirrel got into...
Yes, wait, unpack your squirrel trauma because it's too good to leave off mic.
A squirrel got into our house. I think it's the same squirrel that has been just getting very confident. It lives in our backyard and it no longer runs away when we're around and sometimes runs towards us. And
it's casing the, it's been casing the joint for some time, it seems like.
Yeah. And I've been having bad dreams about the squirrel. And then yesterday it got into our house, which I'm pretty sure is a prophecy of some sort. It jumped from like a, it was really just a very athletic squirrel. I am now terrified that every time I open a door or a cupboard in my house, I'm afraid a squirrel is going to jump out at me. So that's really the news that people are interested in hearing. I'm not going to say a squirrel is quite as menacing as a, you know, an animal that can best be described as an angry deer mixed with a dinosaur, but still pretty scary for me. A coward.
I mean, so what became, like, what became of the squirrel? Do you think they'll make another attempt?
We opened all the doors and we believe he ran out, but there's a point.
I will say, I mean, it sounds like he might be back at some point.
Right. That we haven't closed the doors since, so he's
that
just...
That will not help.
But yeah, there was a point where we thought he was gone and looked under the couch, and you're never going to believe it, Jamie. There was a squirrel under there. So,
oh my God.
Squirrels are just, like, there's just something very unnerving about a squirrel that doesn't run away from you. I've spent my whole life...
we're taught that that means that they're like sick, right? That's right. What I was always taught.
Yeah.
Is that we used to have squirrels that lived in our like little attic crawl space. And I got so used to them living there because we're like, oh, we can't afford to make them leave. They just live there. It's all good. And I would fall asleep and you would always hear a little like, on your bedroom ceiling, like a little ASMR track, but
yeah,
threatening.
But terrifying.
But it was squirrels almost definitely having sex with each other.
Yeah, that's scary. I don't blame them for not being scared of us because, like, I'm pretty nice to squirrels. I've never bothered a squirrel. So if the squirrel just wants to act like I'm not there, I'm fine with that. But
you politely asked him to leave.
I did.
Your house.
I invited him to leave. Anyways, the animals are coming for us is the first trending story. The second trending story is Ashley Biden / Project Veritas. So Joe Biden's eldest daughter, Ashley,
who I forgot existed, honestly.
I'm sorry. The youngest offspring of Joe Biden is Ashley. Oh. And she had her journal stolen like a week and a half before the election, like straight up a plot to a Brady Bunch episode. And it somehow made its way into the hands of the always trustworthy Project Veritas. So there was some raids on the properties of Project Veritas people from the Department of Justice and the FBI, and people are starting to suspect that maybe, just maybe, they were involved in the theft of this stolen journal that ended up in their possession. I don't know where they're getting this wild idea.
First of all, I mean, that is like everyone's worst nightmare come to life, and further proof that you should never document your feelings or even express them at any time.
Yeah, this was one that I feel like I guess she would have had to have had some really good shit in there for it to have, you know, made a ripple next to Hunter's exploits, which were also being reported at the time. But I feel like her journal must have been very boring because
it didn't warrant publication. It was just like, like nobody... a bunch of grocery lists.
Yeah. But I guess some right-wing publication did publish it, publish excerpts from it. And that right-wing publication is registered to the same media company that publishes a bunch of the head of whatever. What's that guy's name? O'Keefe. Something Keith? O'Keefe. James O'Keefe. But like he.
That could be anybody.
That's the head of Project Veritas. Okay, and
I believe you.
I could show you a video of him dancing that would make it so you never forget who James O'Keefe is. He released a music video that was very cool.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
God,
you haven't seen it?
Everyone is so embarrassing. No, yeah, I haven't.
Oh, it's wild. You should check it out. Anyways, he stole the president's daughter's journal. And
what a cool guy.
Yeah, very cool. So this next one is just, it's not really trending, but it's something I noticed. And again, it's squirrel. No, it's not squirrels. There was a Miami Herald headline about the Havana syndrome that said, State Department steps up response to mysterious health illnesses among U.S. diplomats. Which I thought was funny because there is a lot of jockeying around what we're calling the Havana syndrome symptoms, which I believe to be actual mm-hmm. physical symptoms that are caused by a function disorder, which means they're like neurological in nature and stress in nature.
Okay.
I don't think anybody's willfully making them up. I do think that there is, actual pain being experienced by these diplomats. I just don't, it's not anybody using science fiction weapons on anybody. A big controversy is like the people who are suffering the symptoms are like, don't call it illness, call it, an attack. And then more and more people are starting to refer to it as a health incident. Which is what the story actually refers to it as. But
this headline vagified version of,
But this headline calling them health illnesses is very funny. It's like they doubled down on. Anyways, let's take a quick break so I can talk to you for 50 more minutes about this. And then we'll be back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. Aaron Rodgers, do you know who this is? Are you yeah. up on this story? Okay.
So I feel like I'm the embarrassing contingency of people who know who Aaron Rodgers is because of Shailene Woodley and not the other yeah. way around.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that's the appropriate way to know who Aaron Rodgers is.
To lose-lose, it seems like.
So he appeared on the Pat McAfee show and said he's in the crosshairs of the woke mob following his revelation that he was not vaccinated for COVID-19 and in fact was just immunized in his opinion, but not the opinion of medical experts. He apparently got a homeopathic treatment instead of the vaccine. Why he was like, I wasn't lying, you guys.
I forget who said this on Twitter, but Shailene Woodley fits very neatly into that narrative because she's been, I think, kind of like notoriously loving homeopathic solutions over medical solutions for, I think, as long as she's been famous. There was that really famous story about how she would like lie out, sun her vagina, and that was why she said she was healthy because she laid out naked in the sun. Just a bunch of like weird stuff. I've never been less shocked to find out that someone that Shailene Woodley is in love with would not want to get vaccinated.
Yeah, it's not shocking. Nope. It is disappointing, especially because he is one of the best offensive players in football. His running back, another one of the best offensive players in football, had one of his parents die from COVID-19 last year.
Oh, God.
And so it's pretty awful that he would not be more sensitive. And also the fact that like his statement at the beginning of training camp was like, I've been immunized, but you know, there are guys on the team who haven't, and I think it's a perfect personal health question. Anyways,
absolute fucking liar. Wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Pfizer is trending. We've talked before about and get ready for the best brand name you've ever heard, Molnupiravir. Which is Merck's post, like once you catch COVID pill that they give you, which cut hospitalizations by 50%. And people were very encouraged by that. Pfizer has announced that their version of a experimental pill that you give to people once they have COVID is in a trial cut hospitalizations by 90%.
Wow.
So it's pretty, like, this is huge news if true, Jamie. But yeah, this could be like a major breakthrough. There was a guy on CNBC where I get all of my pandemic news saying he thinks this is effectively the end of the pandemic, which might be a little premature, but also, you know, the fact that anybody's even saying that is intriguing.
That's incredible. I mean, the 90% figure, that's unbelievable. Yeah. That's so exciting. Why is this not a bigger story? Why are there more people talking about Aaron Rodgers?
Here's the thing. Aaron Rodgers invented this pill. So that's where...
Okay. So actually, who cares that he refuses to get vaccinated?
Yeah. Thank you.
He cured COVID.
It was a collabo between Joe Rogan and Aaron Rodgers.
I regret everything I've ever said about, I guess I don't know anything about Aaron Rodgers and I don't care. And everything I find out about him makes me care less.
Yeah. It's funny because these articles about maybe one reason that it's not being reported more widely is they haven't named it yet. So every time you write about it, you have to be like, the experimental drug from Pfizer, like instead of saying a name. But I think they saw that Merck, Merck just totally fucking fumbled the naming of theirs, and we're like, all right, let's give this a beat. Let's sit back
let's
and
really think this through. I appreciate this name. That. Call it Meta.
Yeah. Oh, that is such open. A good idea. Yeah. I hear, as we'll talk about on Monday, that is open, a name not being used by anyone. But the people they were giving this to, the 90% were unvaccinated people who were considered high risk to be hospitalized.
Wow.
Very intriguing. Let's hope it pans out and that there is not a stupid movement against taking it, which I'm sure there will be. Yeah. And then finally, another story that I feel like isn't getting enough attention is FBI agents are like sharing these videos of these white supremacist terrorists who are now in prison, but who were like plotting a mass murder, like mass killing of black people and police. They were hoping would start the Second Civil War. I think this is just a, you know, they want to.
Taking place?
The recordings were taken at their Delaware residence in late 2019. And the base is a white supremacist extremist group that the FBI says has since 2018 recruited members both in the U.S. and abroad, trying to like bring about a race war. I think this is good timing to release this because Tucker Carlson also recently released his quote documentary propaganda thing that claims that the idea that there is a problem with white supremacist terrorism is a false flag or whatever, and that January 6th was a false flag.
Which so. Could there be a more defensive premise for a documentary of like,
right.
All this smoke is nothing. There's certainly right. no fire.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I had not heard about this story, and I wish I were more surprised to hear about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's scary, scary times. Well, let's end on that because it is a comedy podcast, and that's how we always like to end the show. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, take Mounipirivir, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.